Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Sam's here. He's got a blue Powerade.
I do have a blue Powerade, guys. Don't even mention it.
Says something about the state we're in. But what are we talking about?
So we're talking about The Boys Season 2, which is an Amazon Prime Video original. And I loved Season 1.
Okay, so can you refresh for us? Because I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, so The Boys is based on a comic book. Basically, it's what if superheroes were celebrities and owned by corporations? Everything's kind of like social media famous, that kind of vibe.
Was there a movie based on this as well?
No.
Or am I mixing that up?
I think you might be thinking of The Watchmen, which is a very different, grittier thing. And also a TV show now, which was amazing. Go watch that if you haven't watched that yet, because that was the best show of last year. But The Boys, basically, The Boys follows this main character who's played by Carl Urban, Kiwi.
Nice.
Who plays Billy Butcher, who is basically a human that assembles a team of, like, ragtag renegades to basically...
So your words or theirs?
My words.
Okay.
To basically, like, keep an eye on Supes and make sure they aren't, like, being naughty.
Supes being superheroes, not, you know, liquid meals.
No, not tomato soup.
Okay, got you.
And basically it starts off with this character named Huey, whose girlfriend dies. This is not a spoiler. It happens in the first 2 seconds.
Cool.
Gets
cool.
Basically exploded into red mist by a superhero running at super high speeds.
Oh, my God.
And in this world, like, superheroes have, like, all this legal protection and can do what they want. And also the show stars Anthony Starr, Outrageous Fortune, as the big bad villain or main superhero, Homelander.
But this is not a New Zealand show.
No, it's not. It's an American show.
Cool.
But two Kiwis being the two lead cast members, which is amazing.
We love to see that, don't we?
And also,
we really do. As a country, nothing makes us prouder than New Zealanders doing big stuff overseas.
Or just showing up on screen.
Literally. Or a single mention of the country in anything.
Big time. I think Jacinda Ardern's going to do a supporting role in the third season.
Yeah.
So super keen for that. But no, I was watching the show in the first season, and Anthony Starr, unrecognizable. I did not realize it was him until after I watched the first season.
Oh, wow.
Because he's blonde. That's it. No, he's super buff. It's crazy. And he plays like his absolute psychopath, and it's honestly like a masterclass in playing a psychopath.
Wow.
Anyway, season two, way better than season one.
Oh,
like,
cool.
Which is something that...
Oh, so that was also... That was sort of a mini
teaser of
review
season one.
Of season one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give you any spoilers for season one or season two, because I want you all to watch it.
Okay. Mm.
But season two ups the ante and is way better than season one. So season one is like a revenge plot.
Okay.
Season two is like a mystery.
Ooh.
With like Nazis and like... yep.
Hectic.
Yeah.
With like Nazis.
That's
and
not
like,
where I thought this show was going to go.
Oh, it's crazy. And let me tell you, this show is gory. The show is wild. The show is inappropriate. The show is just a lot. And I'm obsessed.
And is it fun? Is it serious?
So this show is kind of like the antithesis of like the Marvel, DC mess that we're going through now with superheroes, with 17 superhero movies coming out every single year and this big monopoly from like Disney and DC and all this kind of stuff.
So if 2020's done anything, it's put a little bit of a handbrake on the old superhero train that's been chewing down the tracks, you know?
I mean, I love superheroes, but I am getting worn out. And The Boys just like turns it on its head, like makes it go crazy. And it really does kind of play with what I think we would see if superheroes were a reality in our world. Like they would be celebrities, and they would be able to do whatever they wanted, and they'd be kind of dicks.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could say that, but we can. They are dicks, and like it's just really fun. And season two obviously follows like a more of a mystery storyline, so that means that there's more direction.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
And like it's really fun, and there's like political intrigue and like a little cliffhanger at the end, which is like super. Pays off super well.
Okay,
it deals with cults as well. Like it just
feels very 2020.
So, yeah, it's very much set in the current.
Big time. Yeah.
Creeping rise of fascism, cults, and the like.
So you're obviously a big superhero comic book fan.
Yeah, I have superhero tattoos.
Would this be something I would enjoy?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think this show is just so much fun that I think anyone can actually get into it. The first season had a few wobbles because it was trying to make comments about being a female celebrity and, you know, the industry like that. And it didn't really hit the mark. But this season, I think, kind of does that in a better way. There's this character called Queen Maeve, and I think her storyline is really, really quite rewarding. And the show focuses on a lot of female superheroes in the second season and really plays out their storylines quite well, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And the moral compass of the show, Starlight, who's a superhero, dumb name. And Huey.
I mean, let's be fair. All superheroes kind of have dumb names.
Goes
with the territory. The Flash.
There's one guy called the
Batman.
Deep.
Batman.
The Deep.
The Deep.
He's like an Aquaman.
Guys being a bit harsh.
Yeah. The Hulk. I mean, they're all great names, but they're also ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah, the Hulk is, it makes no sense, if you're honest about that one. But the show's moral compass is Huey and Starlight. They really like take a center stage, and their like friendship in the show in season two is quite beautiful to watch. And I'm watching it again for the second time.
Oh,
I'm just
going
to tell you guys that much.
That is huge.
Yeah. I got home drunk last night and whacked it back on because I was like, I want to see it again.
I need more superheroes.
I do. And I think it's just a fun little escape from reality. Like, this is such a fun show. If you like blood and gore, then it's for you. If you like swearing, it's for you. If you like just like absolute ridiculousness, it's for you.
So
if you don't like those things, maybe don't watch it.
When did the comic come out?
I think like mid-noughties, like 2005, 2006 maybe.
Right, okay.
So they've kind of given it a bit of a zhuzh.
Yeah, definitely a zhuzh. And it's super far from the actual comic book itself. Like, the comic book, everyone's kind of just a dick, and this one kind of has some more layers and nuance, and it's quite fun.
I like the sound of this. I also feel like the second season of a show can really make or break a franchise, and this sounds like it's just doubled down and gone and, you know, made it golden.
Yeah, it was renewed for season three before season two even came out, so they're betting their money on this. I think it's Amazon Prime Video's like hero show. Like,
okay.
It's like their,
so to speak.
Yeah. It's like their number one show that they're like fully pumping all the money into, and it's worth it.
Excellent stuff.
I do like when there's a good second season, because I feel it's kind of like a reward for pushing through the first. You get like a good payoff, you know?
So season one was great. I was obsessed with season one. I reviewed it. Check back in the archives, guys, if you want to hear that review. So season two being even better was like a huge
That's good then.
Chef's kiss.
This is great.
So it's called The Boys, and it's on
Amazon Prime Video.
Excellent stuff, and you can just watch it now.
Watch it all right now.
Thank you very much, Sam.
You're totally welcome.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.